Bass Pro Tour has headed to Lake Gunnersville, Big G, one of the legendary lakes, bucket list lake, one of the best bass fisheries in the entire country, and they're heading there in early May. This should be great. We should start to see that first really good wave of big bass hitting the ledges, but there's still going to be some big bass in the grass, post-spawn, fry garden, maybe a few late betters. I think there's going to be a lot of people, shallow, mid-range, and offshore. It's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. Looking at Omnia Fishing Gunnersville, they're reporting water temps in the high 60s, which just seems a little cold. Looks like we have a little cool snap here in the down south. So it'll be interesting to see, but I definitely think we're talking mostly post-spawn here, but there'll definitely be some fish still shallow. Looking at recent reports here from early May, reporting getting fish out of the submerged vegetation on the flats, 10 to 15 foot, a lot of spinnerbait action. Late April, they're talking about ledges already with big crankbaits. So that should tell you there are some fish offshore already. And even another late April here, we're talking about soft plastics, lipless baits, 10-foot flats. So kind of gives you an idea. There's a lot of things working right now on Gunnersville. I'll put a link down to the Gunnersville Omnia Lake Report if you want to check it out. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty steady. It looks like we're going to be getting that nice 80-degree summer weather, which should only start to help push fish either deeper into that thick grass or towards those offshore ledge spots. Last year, about the same time, Nick LeBrun scored a big win on the Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit. He's in this field this week. He won largely offshore, fishing a big swim bait, slow rolling it, a mag, shaky head. We saw other top competitors catching them on big spoons, crankbaits, a lot of those traditional offshore ledge hair jig type bites. So there should be a lot of things going on. But we also saw people in the top 10, heavy in the grass, flipping. So it should be a really cool battle to see what shakes out on top this week. You have until the 16th to get your picks in. Checking in on the Beat Hellebass League. You can still get in the Beat Hellebass League. Still time. I will put codes to all my MLF BPT Fantasy Fishing Leagues down in the description if you still want to join. And you can have a chance to win some fabulous hand-tied, hand-poured, made in USA, made in Wisconsin, Super K jigs. Right now, Anthony Diaz is in the driver's seat for winning the BPT Pick'em Picks. So good luck to him. I'm a little ways back, but we're still working hard towards the way top. If you can't wait to see if you're going to win the gift card and you want to grab some Super K swim jigs, here's the code right here, HELLEBASS15, that gives you a little bit of savings in your pocket on some great made in the USA jigs and helps out the channel. Enough yapping, let's get into the picks for Gunnersville.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Group A, I'm going Chris Lane. He's a local to Gunnersville. I think he's going to keep those shallow grass fish honest. Nick LeBrun, we're going to put the defending last year's winner, same time. Just got a hunch. Justin Lucas, also a local. Finesse, should be able to fish mid to deep range. Michael Neal, just deadly in all these Tennessee Valley lakes. I like him. He made the top 10 here last time. And then Jacob Ball, another local, I believe, also was a top 10er last year at the same time. Moving on to Group B, Dakota Ebear, he's just catching them everywhere. We're keeping the hot hand. Jordan Lee, he's had plenty of success on Gunnersville. I like his chances. Mark Rose, he's a ledge legend. So if they're going to be offshore, Mark Rose should be able to get on him. Cole Floyd, more of a Kentucky Lake guy, but he understands these TVA fisheries, and I like his chances. And then Matt Lee, if you go with Jordan, we'll bring Matt Lee. 1-2 punch. We'll put the Lee brothers on it. Final day winning weight. Best five, I think around 22 pounds. I think, you know, 20 a day, low 20s, mid 20s with some high teen bags. That's going to take, it's what it's going to take to get it done this week. Let's hop over to the predictor game and do those picks live. You do have a little longer. You have until Sunday to get your predictor games in on the 21st. Which bass cat angler, highest finisher? Let's see here. I'm going Mark Rose. Which Gunnersville, Alabama angler will finish higher in the Toro Stage 4 presented by Basscat? We got a couple locals here. I'm going Jacob Wall. Justin Lucas or Jacob Wall, Chris Lane, all good picks, but I'm going Jacob. What will the total weight caught by the last angler inside the Toro cut line in the knockout round of the Storo. Let's see. It's going to take over 15. What will be the bait to use to catch the biggest bastard in the championship rounds? When we get down to the final 10, what's going to catch the biggest bass? I'm going to go soft plastic. Odds are it's going to be a worm, something soft plastic. Or should we go other? You know, a big spoon? I don't know. We'll go soft plastic. Big worm, big perm. How many bass totaling 4 pounds or more would power the 5 bass limits of the anglers competing in the knockout in the championship? So I'm pretty sure the knockout round will have 20 anglers, 10 anglers. So we basically have 2 days of competition with a total of 30 angler days. Let's go 24. How many anglers will record a 1 day total weight of 14 pounds or more during the championship? So of the top 10 on the final day, how many will have 14 pounds or more? Six. A couple guys will struggle. They'll run out of fish, but most of them will have them.